Hey guys, Jose here from the Jose Burgos podcast. Some of you may know, some of you may not know, I also run a podcast network called Spotlight Coalition. And the job of Spotlight Coalition is to be able to highlight, help creators basically get their word out. There's a lot of fields when you speak about creatives. There's writers, there's artists, but I'm speaking specifically in podcast. I'm a podcast connoisseur. I believe in podcast and I understand the value of podcast, and I want to let other creatives see that value and get their voice out to the world. So I wanted to introduce to you guys here from Spotlight Coalition Network, one of the very first creatives that has trusted me with his baby. It's called Chilling with the Puff Man. The Puff Man is the host of this. You're going to be able to get technology, politics, and everything that's current events. This guy's very engaged in a lot of different fields, and he's very unapologetic and unspoken about it, which is what I love about this guy. So I wanted to introduce to you guys to Chilling with the Puff Man. This is actually episode 5, and he's had massive early success. I appreciate him trusting me with this project, and continue support for him and anybody else who wants to start a podcast, or the people that are speaking to me in the process of getting their podcast out there. Spotlight Coalition is the future of podcast. I appreciate all of you, especially the creatives. Spotlight Coalition introduces to you Chilling with the Puff Man.
What up, everybody, and welcome to the show. This week is going to be a rather short show. It's a post-Thanksgiving Black Friday special of Chilling with the Puff Man. That means there's literally no guests, there is no chilling with your pockets full, and hell, there isn't even a second puff, because let's be honest, a lot of us are still reeling from all the food we had on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. And then for the most of y'all, y'all probably still shopping out here because it's Black Friday. So at least at the point from which this show is launched. Now, PA judge orders the halting of Pennsylvania's state certification of its election results. The Supreme Court rules in favor of religious groups in New York City. And the hypocrisy, the blatant hypocrisy of a lot of these people in government that are, you know, on the left, that are slash woke Democrats. Okay, let's be honest. Guys, this is Chilling with the Puff Man. Let's get into it.
Now you can look the word up again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the meaning of friends. And if you ask me, you know I couldn't be much help, because a friend's somebody you judge for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake your kindness for being the fool. We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Some you grew up with around the way, and you're still real close to this very day. Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall. And then there's some we wish we never knew at all. And this list goes on again and again. But these are the people that we call friends.
What up, everybody, and welcome to the show. A Black Friday special edition of Chilling with the Puff Man. What that means is that we're not going to have any kind of, you know, chilling with your pockets full or second puffs. This is going to be a straightforward shot to the top. I'm going to keep it short and simple because you know what? At the end of the day, guys, a lot of us are still reeling from all the food that we had yesterday. So before I get started, happy Thanksgiving to all of you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed your day to give thanks. Hope you guys enjoyed that day amongst your family. More importantly, the family you love. So I truly hope that not only was it just filled with food, but it was filled with the warmth of those who you love the most. Now, with that being said, somebody pointed out that I didn't post on social media. Puff, how come you didn't say Happy Thanksgiving on social media? Well, who gives a fuck if I didn't say Happy Thanksgiving on social media? I mean, at the end of the day, you should be more worried about the people in your life saying Happy Thanksgiving to you. And look, don't take this the wrong way. I appreciate that you guys feel like that about me. You guys want to see the Puff Man saying Happy Thanksgiving. But at the end of the day, the only people that matter on those specific days are the ones who you love the most. I'm flattered that you wanted to hear from me. But look, man, I got a family too. Shit. Okay, I got a family too. And social media was the least of my worries. I was more worried about saying Happy Thanksgiving to my own kids and wife and the likes. All right. Now, it's not Chilling with the Puff Man, obviously. If we ain't puffing. So, yeah, that's a good hit right there. Guys, the Supreme Court laid out a clown who happens to be the governor of New York. That is Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo, right before Thanksgiving, came out and, you know, by executive fiat, I am the governor of New York, motherfucker Al-Qaeda. I know best, and you fucking religious zealots out here, you motherfuckers better stay your ass at home. Fuck a goddamn constitution. Fuck religious freedoms. I, Andrew fucking Cuomo, governor of fucking New York, decree that your ass needs to stay home. And if we fucking find it, and don't worry, because I got the mayor of New York, the clown de Blasio, also talking about fining fucking churches and synagogues, okay? But Andrew Cuomo, nonetheless, came out and, you know, he told synagogues, churches, temples, and fucking mosques that they needed to stay closed. How about that, huh? Mind you, this motherfucker, okay, you will find him at every fucking gay parade yelling civil rights, pounding his fucking chest. Ah, New York takes pride in being an open and diverse state. Except for the religious fucking people. If you're religious, you know, go fuck yourself. And that's not just Andrew Cuomo. That's not just one seldom Democrat from the East Coast. That's pretty much every fucking Democrat out here. All right. So for Thanksgiving, you know, during these very difficult times of the Wuhan virus, a.k.a. the China virus, a.k.a. the COVID-19 virus. During these difficult times, you know, you can definitely hit the fucking slot machines at the casino. Yes. Oh, absolutely. You can even go and get your car repaired. On what is that? Oh, sure, you can go to the store and get yourself some alcohol. But you little religious fucktards over there, don't you dare step a foot in your fucking temples, synagogues, churches, and mosques. Don't you fucking dare to do it. You know, those Orthodox Jews down there in Brooklyn, you little fuck faces, don't you dare step into those fucking synagogues of yours. Or else. What was it? De Blasio was talking about hitting motherfuckers with $15,000 worth of fine. Well, not fine, but fines. Or I think actually it was more or less like a single $15,000 fine. And this is fucking retarded. Okay, but let's not digress and talk about de Blasio down in the city. Let's talk about the guy who runs the whole fucking state. Andrew, I'm a fucking clown, Cuomo. This guy turns around and tells the whole state that you are not allowed to fucking step foot into your religious, into the building that houses your religious institution. You're not allowed to do that. So the Supreme Court came out on a 5-4. You already know who voted for what there, what the ruling were. But 5-4, saying that Andrew Cuomo can go fucking suck it. He can go fuck himself. Because at the end of the day, the problem with these Democrats is that they keep forgetting that there's a fucking constitution in place. There's this thing called the Bill of Rights. And you know, it's funny because they're always the ones to yell. They're the first ones to fucking yell. When it comes down to the gay rights and all this other bullshit that they like to, you know, clown around about, civil rights. Those are the two fucking primordial words that are always coming out of their mouths. It's civil rights. Except when it's for somebody who's on the right. Then if you're on the right, if you're a religious person, you need to shut the fuck up. You ain't got no fucking rights. The Bill of Rights doesn't apply to you. You shut the fuck up and take it. I'm not going to play the bit. I think I killed it last week. But that's it. Democrats in this country, Andrew Cuomo is not just some seldom dude out of the East Coast who happens to be the governor of New York, and he's just that one random crazy Democrat running New York. No. This fucking, the whole Democrat Party is filled with fucking kooks. The whole fucking party is filled with absolute fucking nut jobs. Nut jobs that believe they have the moral authority to say when and where your rights can not only be properly applied, but also rescinded upon. They have the moral authority and the power. Not only are they in office, so they have the some avenues for legal remedy in terms of how they go about, you know, trying to block you from having access to your rights, right? But they believe that they have a moral higher ground from which they can take those rights away from you. And you, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, you will see them apply this shit across the board. Gun rights, freedom of speech, you fucking name it. And if they can't get you in court, they will get you on the public opinion. They will fucking eviscerate you. You know what Cuomo and New York has been doing to the Orthodox Jews? They've been fucking verbally eviscerating the Orthodox Jewish community in New York. And all the Orthodox Jews want to do is praise their God. Thank them for another day of fucking life. I mean, for the love of God, right? According to Democrats, this shit, this coronavirus is running rampant out here. Fuck, you think if these people believe in something, let them pray. Maybe this thing will come down and eradicate this shit. But let's just say that you don't believe in that. At the end of the day, you at least ought to believe that they have the same right you do not to believe in it. They have the right to believe in it. And it's constitutionally protected that they can believe in it. Not only can they believe in it, but they have the right to go out and celebrate their religious association without fear of retaliation. It's in the First Amendment. Look it up. I'm not going to sit here and give you a fucking civics class. That was your fucking Department of Education's responsibility, not mine. Now, the governor of New York, Andrew, I'm a fucking clown, Cuomo, got his ass handed to him by the Supreme Court, 5-4. And the Supreme Court said that he has no right to tell people when and where they can fucking worship God. Whether there's coronavirus, whatever the fuck you want to call it, whether there's whatever is going on. Andrew fucking Cuomo is a fucking nobody when it comes down to the Bill of Rights. He may think he is. He may think that he's, you know, he's been asserted some type of power. He's been granted some type of power where he can remove rights from people as he sees fit. But he doesn't. And that's the big problem with these fucking Democrats. So now Andrew fucking Cuomo is running around saying that the Supreme Court politicized the Wuhan virus, the COVID-19, for those of you who have their panties in a knot on this Black Friday over the fact that I'm saying the Wuhan virus, China virus. COVID-19. The Supreme Court told Andrew, you're a fucking clown, Cuomo. Shut the fuck up. The Constitution supersedes you. Go back to Albany and do whatever the fuck. Continue to do whatever the fuck it was that you were doing already. But this, you're not going to continue doing. Now, Andrew Cuomo, which is actually going to lead me to the next individual here, because the level of hypocrisy from the left, from Democrats, is absolutely fucking ridiculous. Andrew Cuomo, right before he told people that he couldn't, right before he told them that they couldn't go to their churches and, you know, and celebrate their God, he had plans to spend Thanksgiving with his mommy. Yeah, yeah. The same guy who's telling religious people you are not allowed to step into a church, he had plans to spend Thanksgiving with his mommy and some other people that were going to come up to Albany. How about that, huh? So you, the little person, you have no right. You shut the fuck up. Keep your ass at home. Okay? You do your Netflix and chill, whatever the fuck it is you're going to do. Keep your eyeballs on that fucking social media that we got by the balls, too. You do that. Don't you even dare to travel either. Okay, but my mommy's going to come up here for Thanksgiving. Now, obviously, you know, he had some backlash, and right before Thanksgiving, his PR team came out and said, oh, you know, well, mommy's not coming up to Albany for Thanksgiving. Okay, no, never mind, guys, okay? But the fact that they're willing to flaunt that shit in your face, in our faces, speaks fucking volumes. So the guy who's telling you not to spend Thanksgiving with your mommy had plans to spend Thanksgiving with his mommy. And he also had the balls to tell religious people that they couldn't go to church on Thanksgiving Day. But the Supreme Court, 5-4, told him he can go fuck himself. And by the way, this went to the Supreme Court because the Orthodox Jews, and there was another organization, which I failed to remember, thank you, Weed, who it was. But there were two entities that went after Governor Cuomo. And it ended up in the Supreme Court, and that's how we ended up with this 5-4 decision. Now, the hypocrisy on the left is absolutely retarded, guys. They look at you with a straight face, and they tell you that they believe in civil rights. And they believe in all these things that they believe in wholeheartedly. They believe in these things. But when it comes down to the shit that you believe in wholeheartedly, you ought to take a fucking hike. Now, keeping it in the ever-expanding universe of Thanksgiving, the mayor of Denver, another fucking clown, wanted you to stay home as well. Michael wanted you to stay home, folks. He wanted you to stay home. He wanted you to order your meal from your local eatery. He wanted you to do virtual, you know, gatherings, because remember, guys, coronavirus is killing us. Okay? It's killing us. But yeah, he had plans to go and visit his family down in the South. Shit. Yeah, you stay home. Okay? But not them. No. They don't have to stay home. Why the fuck should they? Remember, they have the moral authority. They can tell you what's right and wrong. Just like Andrew Cuomo up in New York could tell the entire state to shut the fuck up and don't go to church. This guy also, you know, Michael Hancock over in Denver, he also had the moral right to tell you to stay home. Don't fucking go anywhere. So we have to stay home, all right? But they don't. And the hypocrisy doesn't stop in Denver, because before Thanksgiving, Gavin Newsom over in California, guess what the fuck he was doing? Yeah, he was telling people to stay the fuck home. But guess what the fuck he was doing besides telling people to stay home? Oh, yeah, that's right. He was out having a really, really fucking fancy dinner with like about 14 other people. No social distancing, no masks. Because, you know, remember the fucking masks, guys. Oh, you bigoted, disgusting human being. How dare you not have your mask, right? That's how they talk to the rest of us, okay? That's how they talk to the rest of us. And I have that. That sounds amazing. You know what? I'm just going to let the sound of that helicopter just roll right through. I live right by it, by an airport, so. Welcome to Chilling with the Puff Man, guys. Yeah, you are now chilling with me. But nevertheless, look, all airport and helicopters flying by aside, the fact that these people have the balls to tell us what the fuck to do while they themselves wouldn't even subject themselves to doing the shit that they're telling us to do tells you enough about this whole situation. It tells you everything you need to fucking know. This shit is not that serious. This shit is literally being overplayed. Now, Puff, chill out. Puff, man, come on. How you gonna come out here and say shit like that? You know what I'm saying? You know they're just trying to save lives. Are they really? Whose lives are they really trying to fucking save? Yours or theirs? They don't want you out there, but they can take trips out, you know. They don't want you going out to dinner, but they can go and fucking have dinners. They don't want you inviting your relatives over, but they can invite theirs over. Or they can just fly out to them, because remember, they got the power. They got the fucking power. And not only do they have the power, they have the moral authority. Yes, remember, these are the same people that believe that, you know, everyone else, except for those dreadful conservatives, have rights. You know, if you're black and you believe that you've been victimized by the American government in 2020, these people believe you have the right to go burn down your whole fucking city. These are the same fucking people that believe that gay people, people who live that lifestyle, have the freedom of speech right to go and divulge, openly divulge what it is that they do in the privacy of their bedroom. And they should be allowed to express their identities. Except for you. If you believe in God, if you want to go to church, or if you want to have some family over, because, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, according to them, coronavirus is killing everybody. So, fuck, I want to be here. If I want to see some family members, fuck, this is the right time to fucking see them, because you never know. You may not make it. No, not you. Not us. Nope. We have absolutely no fucking right to do any of that shit. But they do. They can get on their private jets, paid with taxpayer money, and fly out to wherever the fuck it is that they want to go fly out to, and visit whoever the fuck they want to visit. Because at the end of the day, the shit that they preach is not really being preached from the standpoint of, look, I do it as well, you know, follow my lead. No, it's shut the fuck up, because I say so and do as I say so, not as I do. Because we have the moral ground. We know better. We have read all these books. We read all of these books. Therefore, we're smarter than you. Therefore, you need to take the fucking back seat back there, put your fucking dunce cap, and stare at the fucking wall, dumb fuck. Because you don't know shit. That's what we're dealing with. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with people who do not really respect, really, quite frankly, anybody's fucking rights. I mean, I personally believe that these motherfuckers milk the gay community and the black community for purposes of staying in power. Because these were the same dumb fucks that were cool and okay with all the shit their party was running around doing in the 90s and 80s and before that. They just want to stay in power. And if for one second, you think, and I always tell you guys this shit, if for one second you think that the shit that the left is doing in America is only going to, in all ways, in all manifested ways, only affect the right, conservatives, or religious people, you're dead wrong. The weak of the strong, who got it going on? You're dead wrong. You're dead wrong. If you think this type of behavior is only geared and will always stay geared towards just one side, you're losing your fucking mind. So enough of these fucking clowns, these politicians. Because look, Puff, you only talking about Democrats. You obviously a bias towards Republicans and conservatives. No. Look. Hey, listen. Y'all know when y'all chilling with me, if this clown shit going on both sides, I'm going to point that shit out. And don't get me wrong. There has been clown buffoonery shit taking place in the Republican Party. But for right now, it seems like everybody on the stage has a D for dumbass and donkey, Democrat, on their chest. And they pound their chest real hard, you know. So don't take it personal, guys. This shit ain't about just Democrats or Republicans. That's the reason why I keep telling you guys that whenever I talk about these types of subjects, that at the end of the day, if you think this shit is only going to affect one side and one side only, you're retarded. You're stupid. Okay? Puff, you're being so demeaning. Why do you keep using the word retarded? We don't live in those days anymore. Shut up. This is Chilling with the Puff Man. And you're chilling. And listen, the same way Democrats can tell me that I need to shut the fuck up and not go to church or my family members, this is the same way y'all can shut the fuck up and handle me telling you some truthful shit. Because at the end of the day, y'all know I'm right. You can't just tell one side, hey, don't do this shit, and then go off and do the other. Right, that makes you a fucking hypocrite. So, you know, don't tell people you can't fucking go to church or can't have family members over, but yet you're over there making plans about either having your family over or driving to it, or you can't go out to eat, but yet, you know, they can go out and have fancy fucking dinners. That's called hypocrisy, guys. Fuck the frill shit. All right. Now, look. I said enough of this bullshit, this clown shit with these dumb fucks. I want to talk a little bit about PA. And I want to talk about what's going on with what happened the other day in Pennsylvania. A judge has ordered the state to temporarily stop any actions to certify its 2020 election results until Friday. Meaning, today, when this show comes out, they were supposed to have stopped. Judge Patricia McCullough. I can only imagine the death threats and all the crazy shit that this woman is probably going through because she decided to rule that counting should be stopped. Because quite frankly, look, there is a lot of shady shit going on. And you can tell that these fucking Democrats were salivating at the idea of getting Trump out of the White House. Fuck that orange fucking bigoted bastard. That orange clown. Get him out of there. Get him out of there by any means necessary. Even if it means destroying the very tool that we utilize to keep this Democratic Republic in check and alive. Fuck it. Do it. So, Patricia McCullough, a Commonwealth judge, she entered a preliminary order on Wednesday granting an evidentiary hearing on a lawsuit that claims Pennsylvania's October 2019 expansion of no excuse mail-in voting violated the state constitution's limits on who can cast an absentee ballot. Now, my question is the following. We didn't have no fucking coronavirus back in October of 2019. Matter of fact, outside of maybe seeing a couple of memes on Facebook or maybe Instagram, or whatever the fuck it is that you chill, you know what I'm saying, in terms of being on social media. I know you saw the shit, right? Oh, yo, there's some virus in China and it came from a lab that, lo and behold, has the same logo as the fucking Resident Evil Umbrella Company, whatever, but what, you know, Umbrella Laboratories. I know y'all saw that shit. And the ones that didn't see it, go ahead and look it out, because trust me, you're going to find it. October 2019, nobody up in this motherfucker knew we was going to be dealing with no Wuhan virus, a.k.a. COVID-19. And if you thought we was going to be dealing with that shit, you's a fucking liar. Let's be real. Give me a sec, y'all. You know for a fact that back in October 2019, y'all motherfuckers was out here worrying more about who y'all was going to hit up to cop some trees, how much Call of Duty y'all was going to be playing, whose ass y'all was going to be eating, what next Jordans y'all were going to cop. That's the shit y'all was worried about in October 2019. But in Pennsylvania, Democrats were worried that, you know, if they didn't expand the no excuse mail-in voting, well, you know, democracy was going to die. Now, my question is what kind of fucking magic ball do these Democrats in PA have that they knew they had to pass an omnibus bill in which there was preliminary language for no excuse mail-in voting? That's fishy. And I know what y'all gonna say. Damn, Puff. Here we go. You going down the conspiratorial avenue. No, I'm not. I mean, just stop and think about it. Why the fuck are Democrats asking to expand no excuse mail-in voting? Huh? Something, it's food for thought. Considering that yesterday it was food for your stomach. Have some food for thought. Okay? Just, As the old meme online says, let it sink in. Let that shit sink in. Why is Pennsylvania looking to do that? Now, fast forward to November 2020 and look at the fucking mess we have in our hands. Huh? No signature matching, no nothing. Oh, but Puff, there's no fraud. Now, the people that are going after these lawsuits, claiming that these lawsuits are, you know, unfounded, they're based on unfounded evidence, on, you know, that there's no base for these, there's no legal base for any of these lawsuits, okay? None whatsoever. Puffman, you're just a sore loser, as you've stated in previous episodes. Okay, fine. I'm a sore loser. But answer me this question, please. Why would you need votes to come in such a fashion where you don't even want to go over them after they've been counted? Not only do you not want to go over them after they've been counted, if you do happen to do a recount, You don't really pay attention to the ballot. And mind you, preceding that event of receiving them, counting them, maybe going through a recount, but not really paying attention to the ballot, even though you're doing a recount, is the fact that you weren't really worried about the signatures either. So how does that work? I mean, personally, and this is just me, guys, if we have to sign a document when we go for a loan, and this is just to borrow money, okay, shouldn't we be worried about who the fuck is signing when a vote is being casted? Because look, I gotta tell you, okay, if a Democrat wins and a Democrat wins the right way, you know, they outvote the Republican contender. Legal votes casted outnumber the ones casted for the Republican contender. By all means, hey, listen, you won. But to tell me that we're just going to start dumping ballots into the system, and if you even dare question the validity of that fucking ballot, you're a piece of shit. You are an absolute piece of shit for thinking that, oh, how dare you? Now, this is the thing. They're condemning you now. They condemn me all the time. I have people that know me that condemn me right now, that are condemning me right down to hell because I'm questioning the results of this election. Mind you, the same people that are running around saying that there is no legal basis for any of these lawsuits in Pennsylvania or elsewhere, in Pennsylvania or elsewhere, all right? These same people that are now telling us that the results are in and we should take it at face value and let it go are the same exact fucking people that 4 years ago told us not to accept the results of the election. Why? Oh, wait a minute. Because Trump won. And you know what happened there? It caught them by surprise. They thought Hillary Clinton was a fucking shoo-in for fucking sure. So what's plan B? Plan B is to resist. I know you guys remember that shit. Stop faking the funk, y'all. I know y'all remember the resist. Hashtag resist. Resist the orange man. Orange man bad. Resist him at all levels. And if you know anybody, you remember this part too? If you know anybody who has supported Orange Man Bad, subjugate them to public ridicule. You remember that? I remember that. I mean, everybody who voted for Trump was either a Russian bot, okay? Let's see, women that voted for Trump were only voting for Trump because their men told them to. Remember that? Let's see, what was the other one? There was a couple of them. But the weed, guys, the weed, fuck. Yes, the weed. But it was a shit ton of crap. Essentially, that's right, Russia. Yeah, how can I, damn. You know, weed is bad on the memory, but I couldn't forget that one. I couldn't forget the Russian thing. Not only were we Russian bots, people who voted for Trump, but Russia, in all reality, was the one who gave Trump the win. Remember that? And even everyone from Vox to the New York Times to the Washington Post, all these bullshit fucking publications, they all came out and stated in 2017, and listen, once again, you can go and look this up. In 2017, you had publications like Vox, like the New York Times, Washington Post, hell, even the Rolling Stones, the Atlantic, screaming at the top of their lungs, oh my fucking God, we've been compromised. These voting machines are hackable, guys. They're so fucking hackable, guys. Guys, Trump cheated. Oh my God. Fast forward to 2020. All of a sudden now. Ladies and gentlemen, the most secure election in our lifetime. And not only is this the most secure election in our lifetime, the old white man that the same side that's constantly complaining about old white men running shit, that old white man who's literally fading in front of the country, in front of the world, this motherfucker happened to get almost 20 million more votes than Obama and Hillary Clinton combined. Now, how the fuck you figure? And I'm not going to be that motherfucker to play you sound bits, okay, of Joe Biden literally fading in front of the microphone. If I was fading the way he's fading in front of the microphone, and I was running for, let's just say, a low-level office, okay? Yeah, I'd be like, Puff, you bugging. Come on, Puff. Nah, chill. You got to take a time out. You fading, dog. So, yeah. Yeah, we have to put a halt to the counting. There's no fucking way in hell Joe Biden got 20-some-odd more million fucking votes than Obama did. And Obama was hoping change. Y'all remember that shit? That wasn't too fucking long ago. That was just 12 years ago. Some of y'all had kids in that time frame. Some of y'all got teenagers in that time frame. Okay? So, you know, the same people that are telling us that we should absolutely take it at face value and just run with it. And if we don't accept it, we're trolls, we're losers. You're a loser for not, you know, you're a sore loser for not accepting the vote and will of the people. Well, the will of the people is one thing. And the vote of the people is also part of that one thing. Another thing is the media telling me who won. I don't give a fuck if CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, whoever the fuck wants to come out there and say such and such is the president of the elect of the United States. Shut the fuck up. You ain't shit. Don Lemon, Anderson fucking Cooper, the one that works over there at fucking MSNBC with the 12-year-old boy haircut. What's her name? Rachel Maddow. Her. Yeah, all of them. The cornballs over at Fox News, they don't get to fucking call this shit. And they certainly don't get to tell the people what character they have based on whether they accept the findings or not. Well, I guess in this case, not the findings, but more or less, you know, if they disregard, you know, the outcome, they disregard it because they feel it's been tainted with fraud. I mean, y'all motherfuckers were the ones 4 years ago telling us that the presidency of Trump was tainted, that it was all a Russian collusion to destroy America and destroy all of our rights. Now, crazy thing is that if I ask you, any of you motherfuckers right now, what rights disappeared under Trump, you won't be able to give me an answer. You want to know why? Because none of them disappeared. You're just full of shit. You're just going off an actual talking point. A talking point that you've heard somewhere else, but nonetheless, a talking point. I can point out all the things that he did, but that's not what this part of the segment is about. This is about a judge in Pennsylvania saying, yo, you know what? This just smells fucking fishy. Fishy, fishy. Y'all remember that commercial? Wasn't that McDonald's for the fucking fishy bites? Fishy, fishy. So, yeah. Yeah, PA judge, Judge McCullough, said fuck all that. Friday, y'all stop this fucking cow bullshit. Y'all ain't allowed to fucking certify shit. I said so. We're going to find out what the fuck is going on. And look, if the evidence isn't there, two things are going to happen. She's more than likely going to dismiss. And then, you know, there may be the chance that this goes to the Supreme Court. Because at the end of the day, this is a PA judge. Now, I know what you guys are going to say. Oh, Puff. Oh, what are you? Oh, here we go. Oh, So if she tosses out, she's cool because she's holding the certification. But if she tosses it out when they come back with the evidence and she doesn't agree with the evidence, then you know, it's because she's a PA judge. And you know, a PA's got a lot of corruption. Well, no. Oh, look, if she feels that the evidence doesn't fit, you know, the claim of massive, massive fraud, that's cool. But that doesn't mean it can't go to the Supreme Court as an appeal. Can't go to the Supreme Court and say, hey, look, we want you guys to look at this decision and tell us if it was constitutional or not. That's okay, too. So it's important to remember, guys, that anything that happens moving forward, you need to keep your ears and eyes open. Stop paying attention to the talking heads on cable news. Cable news doesn't give a fuck about you. Okay? Rachel Maddow doesn't get to fucking call the shots from the White House. Honestly, I don't even really think that Maddow really gives a fuck about or any of them fucking clowns on cable news. Because that's not really news. Cable TV. Okay? I don't think any of them clowns really give a fuck about this republic. I really don't think they care a single bit about this country and the people in this country. I do believe that they care about their nice condos, their nice mansions, their nice cars, all the servitude that they get. It may not be indentured, but it is definitely servitude. And trust me, a lot of it is probably paid, which rightfully should be. But a lot of it isn't paid the way they tell you it should be paid on TV. You know, how they pound their chest and they talk about minimum wage and wage caps and all of this shit. I'm pretty sure they got a lot of people working under them that earn shit. But these fucking clowns do not call the shots as to what happens in PA, what happens if it goes to the Supreme Court, or what happens with the electoral votes at a legislative level. None of them do. This judge, honestly, I think, and I could be wrong, but I think this PA judge halting the certification of PA votes is the beginning of a massive boulder that's called Trump 4 more years being literally rolled right off of the edge of a cliff. And that boulder is going to crush a lot of people who were on the side of the hill celebrating. They thought the boulder, it was a wrap. The boulder wasn't going to roll down the hill. You know? A lot of people celebrating out there. I personally think that this halting of the PA certification is just the beginning. And honestly, only time will tell. Obviously, time is running out quickly. But I will tell you guys this much. Be thankful that we live in a country where it's okay to question the systems in place. Because that's what keeps this democracy, this republic. Don't forget, don't just yell out democracy. It's a fucking republic. Go up and look it up. Okay? Oh, we live in a democracy. No, dumbass. We live in a republic. Democracy is merely just a channel that we utilize to maintain the republic. This is a republic by the people and for the people. We are literally FUBU. We are FUBU. For us, by us. Shout outs to Damien and everybody else over at FUBU. But it's okay to question. It's okay to have a just say, oh, you know what? Okay. Let's see what the fuck is going on. So far, what's been brought before me, I want to see more. What the fuck is this shit? I want to see more. That's okay. It's fine. But don't sit there and act like whoever's questioning the results right now, it's immoral for them to do that. Because for the last 4 years, that's all y'all motherfuckers did was question the results of the last election. Resist, 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 resist. And I know, damn, Puff, you took this show and went from talking about crazy radical Democrats in New York and Denver to fucking talking about fucking elections and PA. God damn you, Puff. But these are the subjects that are out there right now. And, you know, believe it or not, whether we like it or not, this is just, I told y'all, this is relevant shit. I don't care if you like it or not. It's relevant. And we're going to talk about it. Now, the show, like I told y'all, was going to be short. And I've already ran like an hour. But that's cool. Because we had a blast. It was one Puff. We chilled. We talked. And I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves. Hope you guys have a phenomenal weekend. And next week, the show will be back in its full glory. And until next time, guys, this has been Chilling with the Puff Man. Peace.